I enjoyed watching golf, but then I became very interested in golf myself. And one day, Philip Green, who was a member of Hermitage Golf Club, asked me would I like to join Hermitage and play golf. So I said I would. And I was very delighted that I'd got the opportunity because I got a handicap of 19 in Hermitage when I was made a member. And Phil Green and I played a lot of golf together. And I progressed so well playing golf that I got down to a handicap of 2. And I played Senior Cup, Barton Shield, and I even played in the Irish Close as well. But I was a very proficient golfer as well. Just to me, it was a game I enjoyed. It was a sport I enjoyed. And I never took it too seriously. Probably if I took it a bit seriously, I might have gone down to scratch. But I was quite happy to play as I was because I was a kittog. And I'm still the lowest handicap. Nobody has got down. A left-hander has never got down to a handicap of 2 since I started in 1953 in Hermitage. I could add to another sport was snooker. I was very fond of snooker and I played snooker for years because they had snooker tables in Ayrne, and there was a snooker hall beside where I lived, and I played a lot of snooker in my misspent youth, I suppose I could say that, or even when I came after school, I used to go in and play a lot of snooker, and I got very proficient at that too. As a matter of fact, I had the highest break in Business House League, and I got the highest break in one of something like 56, and I was very charmed about that. It was a great break for me to get such a big total. Same as I did with the cricket when I went to break the record of 88 held by another pal of mine when I used to play cricket when we were small. And he held the record at 88, but I'm afraid I only got to 56 when my brother called, told me that I had to go home for my tea, or as he says, I'll be killed by my mother. Oddly enough, the cricket I played certainly helped me because apart from the fact of joining Ayrne, which I did later in life, and played soccer and cricket there. But I remember an occasion when Michael Carl, director of radio in RTE, he invited me to play against a team of internationals in Sydney Parade. And it just goes to show how little things can come back to you. I hadn't played cricket for years and years when the invitation came, but he talked me into it anyway. And we went to Sydney Parade, and during the course of the match, which was in an early stage, he said to me, "Sean, did you do a bit of bowling?" And I said, "Ah, yes, it wouldn't be my forte." I said I was more a batsman rather than, but I did bowl as well. So he said, "Here," and he threw me the ball. "Here, take the next over, and see how you get on." So anyway, I did, and I was left-handed bowler, but I was a slow bowler. Oddly enough, I wasn't a fast bowler, but I just run up to the wicket very start and tossed the ball in, got a little bit of a spin on it, and I took a wicket, and I was very pleased with that. And then on the next two or three balls, didn't I take another wicket? And this was going very well, and I was getting great encouragement, I can tell you, from Michael Carroll, because the team we were playing against were old internationals. So this went on, and I took in my over, had taken 2 wickets. And I didn't make any big ado about it, but he was only delighted. So naturally enough, after the next fast bowler had finished, he threw me the ball again. He says, "Come on," he says, "have another go at it." So I did, and I took 2 more wickets. And one was a very good one because it was a catch. I gave a fairly hard ball into the poor old batsman who could only stab at it, and he's knocked it back to me and I caught it. So that was a great start for the next innings I had taken, the next bowling session. And that lasted for the whole 2-3 bowling outings I had, and I took 5 wickets in all. And the last one was a very good one because I took the wicket direct. A fast bowler went in, just took the wicket, and that was it. So I took 6 wickets in an outing, but to me it was just another game and another outing, and I was very happy with that.